a little snaggeroo in the planaroony. Adam contacted me and said, is it all right if we start an hour later? And I was like, sure, we can start an hour later. And I thought maybe it was some big, awesome reason, you know, like maybe, I don't know, he and Mittens were doing something fun or whatever. No, it's because of the fucking church orchestra. They're handing out the Christmas music. So we're waiting for Adam. So we're in a holding pattern for Adam. So I apologize for those of you in the chat room and listening on level 13. You just have me for a while. You have me for a while till Adam gets here. But in the meantime, I can do stuff to prepare myself for this. Let's see if I quit this. I know, slackly. It's like after all the bitching that you did about your church spreading COVID, now you're going to go and
I'm fully vaccinated.
Auntie Scott says, don't play music, all in uppercase. Like at all? Like I can't sing a song. I can't hum a ditty. I can't, Jesus. Didn't know that it offended you so greatly. I mean, no, I'm not going to play music for 2 hours or whatever. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm looking for a thing. Looking for a thing. I think I put it over on the E drive. Let's see. That's the backup drive. No. Did I just completely archive that show? I think I archived that show. Didn't I have a thing? I've already forgotten what the theme music for that's... Wow. Where did I even keep the theme music for that? I can hear Zach's video game in the other room going. I'm going to have to get up and close the door in just a moment. Pointless... Talk. Didn't I have a theme song for Pointless Talk? Where did I put that? That's the question. Where did that music get to? La 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 la. Oh, you'll give me a playlist. Okay. So it's not that you don't want me to play music. You just don't want me to play music that I like. I'm trying to find my thing. Why don't I have it? Like, that's so unlike me. I normally am like... I know I said like. I normally am very fastidious about keeping audio in the correct folders so that I can find things. Like, I have the actual show.
Yes!
Yeah, like, where is that song? Where is that song? Where's the Pointless Talk sound? Anyway, so I don't know where that's at. So I can grab some shitty Christmas song clips to play throughout the show and ask Adam if he got music. Got the music for each of them. Yes. I wonder what they're going to be playing for Christmas music for their... Also... All right. I am a Disney fan. And one of the things that I hear every single year... Single year. Every year I hear on different podcasts and in different... I have speakers on. Ah! You're broadcasting at speakers in my room. Things that I hear on podcast and reading online and everything are these the concern trolls. Do you know the concern trolls? The people that are just like, I feel that you're not portraying the image that you really want to portray. You know, just veiled you know, control freaks. But they constantly do this shit where it's like, well, you know, Santa comes in on the back of a broomstick because as soon as Halloween's over, it's time for Christmas. And they lament the things and generally throw it around in there somewhere is like, well, they're not, they've lost meaning of the true meaning of Christmas anyway, because they're just commercializing it to hell. Now, I would be willing to bet a sizable sum of money that the people that Adam is currently playing music with at his church are those same kind of people. Those kind of, it's so sad how they've commercialized the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here they are planning for their Christmas concert in August. Like they haven't even gotten to Halloween yet. And they're planning their Christmas spectacular. Because they know that those are the days that people go to church, right? People go to church on, and what did people that go to church do? They put money in the collection plate, which is all this comes down to. So stop it with the fucking commercialism bullshit. You do the same thing. And I could rant about some stuff, but there's no one listening that would care. So that's the problem, is that no one cares about Disney like I care about Disney. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you people are not the folks listening to me right now are not the folks that are complaining about things about Disney. So it would be pointless for me to complain about Disney and Disney's new systems and whatnot, because none of you care or know what they are. So let's not forget that they ignore that Jesus was in his mid-30s, not married, hung around a bunch of other single guys that had a slutty female bestie. It's true. It's true. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But did he actually hang around with them? Because wasn't the whole thing that the folks that wrote the Bible, like John was like 30 years after Jesus, right? Like they weren't contemporaries, right? Like this whole disciple thing, right? Didn't like they all write it years after his death? The apostles. See, I don't even know who these people are. Who are the apostles? The apostles, was that the R&D group? The R&B group? The R&D group. Well, Jesus, we're here for technical support. We actually have come up with this really cool illusion that makes you look like you're dying on a cross. You'll love it. It's great. Weren't they all at the Last Supper with him? Yeah, wasn't but from what I understand, like the book of Mark, the book of Matthew, all those things were written way after he was. That's Catholicism for confirmation. I don't. I was raised Methodist. And the Methodists have this weird obsession with John Wesley. Like, they like John Wesley more than they like Jesus. Like, John Wesley is their dude. Like, I remember there was once, I must have been in high school. I must have been 10th grade, around that age. And every so often we would bring in guest preachers, right? There would be a traveling preacher or something from the Methodist church. And there's this woman that came in that did a one woman show, not a show, but a one woman presentation about John Wesley, where she played all the parts on stage. And she was so bad. This woman clearly made her living like going around to churches and performing the John Wesley monologue. I think she just took the vagina monologues and replaced the word vagina with John Wesley. But I remember that for some reason. I don't know who she was. I just remember that it was so god awful. And I had to sit there and not laugh. And when you're trying not to laugh in a place where you're not supposed to laugh, the only thing you want to do is laugh. And then everything is just funnier at that point in time. At my grandmother's funeral, my brother and I got a case of the giggles at the funeral home when they were saying some prayers. And I cut my lip with my teeth. I bit into my lip to keep from laughing. Because it was just, and then I couldn't quit laughing. And then I was just laughing with a bloody lip. So it wasn't all that good. Wasn't a good solution to it. All right, we are now on the stream because normally Adam does the stream and I do the Discord stuff. So if you're listening right now on Pride 48, yes, this is the live Mix Minus show, pre-show, whatever you want to call it. Adam's not here yet. We're waiting for Adam. He's been delayed. Something about Jesus. I don't know what it is. He's been delayed and he'll be here. He'll be here at some point in time. And then we will we'll continue on with the shenanigans that are, you know, the award-winning Mix Minus podcast. I love it when podcasts say they're award-winning because it's like, what the fuck do these awards mean? They're like, they're awards given by other podcasts to podcasts, right? And usually it involves some kind of contest that involves people voting 22 times. What is that? Oh, it's pulling from my calendar. You know what? This is true. I was supposed to go to a Randy Rainbow concert tonight. We have tickets for the Randy Rainbow concert. He's on tour. Well, he was going to be on tour. It's been delayed until December, so it was rescheduled until December. But yeah, we were supposed to be at a Randy Rainbow concert tonight. I saw that on my calendar earlier today. I don't know exactly what a Randy Rainbow concert is going to be like. I have a passing familiarity with Randy Rainbow just from the elections, right? So I don't know. What, is he just going to stand up and sing songs, I guess? Maybe? I don't know. It just seemed like something that would be fun to do. The worst part is that he does a lot of Broadway parodies, and I don't necessarily know the originals. Like, so this is Rent, right? Is this from Rent?
2,102,400 minutes with just one president, so unhinged and unfit. 2,102,400 minutes. How do you measure 4 years of this shit?
Yeah, so those I know, right? But then there's some other ones that I don't necessarily know.
Hey, friends.
I've got a question for you. Are they trying to terrorize our mindset? The gangs are holding them back.
What's happening in D.C.?
I have a vague memory of this song as a
child.
Was this sung by Diana Ross or something? Oh, Barbara Streisand. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Someone says, catching up here in the chat room, it's like Todrick Hall. It's his YouTube as a cabaret. I deserve to die. Oh, why do I deserve to die? I barely remember the... Jesus. It's like, just because someone doesn't know who sang a song and suddenly I'm, oh, you know what? There was on Ted Lasso this evening. This made me feel very old. On Ted Lasso this evening, somebody, I think Roy Kent, the gruff character, said to Ted Lasso, "I'm reporting you to HR." And Ted Lasso said, "Well, tell Puffin Stuff I said hello." And then as he walked away, he's like, "That was a joke for someone born in the 70s or something like that." So, and Zach didn't get it. Zach had to ask me what he meant. It was HR Puffin Stuff. So I know how it feels to be old, but I didn't like tell Zach that he deserved to die just because he didn't know who fucking H&R Puffin Stuff was. I'm just saying. Also, I don't know if anybody follows Auntie Scott on Facebook. I mean, I know some people do. But I guess we're going through a bathroom renovation over at Casa de Drew. And, yeah. How many days is this bathroom renovation going to take? Like, how long are you out? How long are you out a shitter? I mean, I know you have plenty of shitters in the mansion, but I'm just like, how many days are you going to be out of that, of the shitter? 10 working days. So that's 14 days. Well, depending on where the start started. Yeah, where the start started. It could be as low as 12 and as many as 14, right? Although, I guess if you started on a Friday, you could have Saturday, Sunday, and then the next Friday and Saturday, Sunday. No, even so. Yeah, 14 would be your max and 12 would be your low point, right? If they started on a Monday, they would only be one weekend in there on the 10 working days. Math. I was trying to find the video here of Auntie Scott's bathroom renovation. He said that I think on this last video, there was some comment about being able to land a plane in the shower, but I don't know if you've seen Adam's. Adam is like, okay, well, if you can land a plane in your shower, then you could pretty much land like the space shuttle in Adam's, I think. Boo, 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 doo. Seal the grout. Oh, yes. Very good advice from our executive producer, Cyclone. Make sure you seal the grout, Auntie Scott, especially if you plan on peeing in the shower. It's always important to seal the grout if you are peeing in the shower. Also, I think the seal on grout is something that should be refreshed every few years. I don't think it is a lifetime seal. You seal your grout and then you would come back and clean it and reseal it every few years, I think. I was going to say I wasn't comparing the size, but I was absolutely comparing the size. I think your shower is plenty big. I don't know what, like, I had thoughts when we first bought this house because we have a garden tub. And then we have a shower stall next to it. And the garden tub takes up a lot of room. And the shower stall is a normal size shower stall. And I was thinking to myself, I would really like to reverse that. Like, I would like to, where the garden tub is, have a huge shower stall. And then where the current shower stall is, just put the toilet there. And then that will give us more counter space in the rest of the bathroom. And I don't really want a tub in the bathroom because we have a tub upstairs. And you know, how many tubs do you fucking need? Anyway, but now I've rethought that. After staying over at Animal Kingdom Lodge and they had one of those jacuzzi tubs, I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. I enjoyed being in the jacuzzi tub, kind of relaxing with the jets going and whatnot. So I was like, now I just kind of want to replace my garden tub with a jacuzzi tub. And then the other thing is that there's a window above the garden tub. So it would be weird to close that in as a shower because then you would have a window in the shower. Which, I mean, you could put glass block or something there just so you have light coming in without, you know. But it's one of those, you don't realize how big your shower is until you get an RV. Once you get an RV and you have to take a shower in the RV, you appreciate the normal size showers in your house. Daniel, many houses require a tub on the first floor to contain sewage backups. Keeps turds from floating throughout the house. Huh. Well, that's fun. Even so, like, our shower, you step down into our shower. So even our shower even has like a pan lip, you know what I'm trying to say? It's a tiled shower, but it's like you step down into the shower. So it's kind of, you could lie and say it was a tub, right? Turds are elusive. I don't know, that feels like more of a septic thing though, because would the sewer back up from the city sewer back up all the way back up into the house? That I don't know. I've never had. You know, just like, we're not allowed to poop in the RV. Like, I don't allow pooping in the RV. So I don't have to deal with that in the RV. It's like, no, we're not boondocking. Where we camp, there is always a bathhouse nearby. There's always a toilet nearby that you could use. Taffy, she would know about Florida's. The thing about Florida zoning is that you're speaking as though Florida were this homogenous thing. Florida varies county to county wildly. Very wildly. Taffy lives in Pinellas County, where they have crazy zoning things over there because they're kind of on the front line of hurricanes because they're on the Gulf. Whereas I'm in Hillsborough County, which is on the bay, not on the Gulf, and then mainly inland. So we don't have as strict of hurricane requirements over here because by the time that it makes it inland to us, it is not as damaging. I mean, that's the thought anyway. When Pinellas County evacuates, they come here to, not to my house, but they come here to this area of the county. But, there you go. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about for the next, is there anything, I'm two shows behind on Adam Burns's award-winning podcast, The Geeky Gay. Is there anything that he said on Wednesday or Thursday? Because I normally don't hear his Friday show before this. Is there anything that he talked about that I need to ask him about? Looks like all he has put on the Trello for this evening is a trip to KFC, which I feel like he just talked about a trip to KFC on Throwing Down the other day. And he has an anal infection. That's Auntie Scott type. That's probably not a true thing. That's probably not real. I was planning on, well, I'll talk about it on the show, but I was planning on visiting Adam during Christmas time because we were going to be up visiting Zach's parents. And so we were going to extend our stay and go and visit Adam and Mittens, but that's off. That's not going to happen because of his, what he said on his show the other day. Because I don't know. Oh, it burns. Adam Burns. Didn't he get a haircut? Yeah, he did get a haircut, but there was no drama there. I've already heard that, right? And that's the, I drive 5 miles, 5 hours every Saturday to get my haircut. Because one person that I knew once had hair that looked like I liked it. And so no one else can do that. So I would so be trying to find somebody closer to me to do that. I feel like COVID would have been a great time for him to try to find a hairstylist closer to him, because even if they didn't do it as well, he wouldn't be around as many people, so he wouldn't have to show it to as many people. Now that he's going back to church and all that stuff, now he can't risk it because people see him. And he can't wear a baseball cap to church. How difficult is it to play a trumpet with the COVID mask? I don't know, but I can tell you this. During the time that you had to wear a mask at Disney outside, because right now you don't have to wear a mask outside at Disney, you only have to wear them inside. And there was a time that I was there with my nephews. We were celebrating, what is it, my nephew's birthday, I think. A bunch of us went back in January. Two of my nephews and my sister and Zach and I went. And by the third beer of the day, I had forgotten that I was wearing a mask. And so I just basically shoved a glass of draft beer into my mask at my mouth. And then my mask reeked of beer for the rest of the day. So I do know that it drinking beer with a mask is not good. So I would imagine playing trumpet with a mask would also be similarly bad. Let me ask you about this. Let me ask you, let's take an informal poll of the folks that are here in the chat room. I had a very embarrassing social encounter last Sunday. Last Sunday. I was trying to think which day it was last weekend. Last Sunday. I don't know whether I want to talk about it on the show or not. There's always that you know, that wrestling of like, how open do you want to be? How, you know, for the sake of content, how much of your life do you really want to put out there? I mean, I didn't murder anyone. It wasn't like a drug deal gone bad or anything like that. It was an encounter with a human, with a person that had been chatting with Zach and I for a week or so. And we were going over to have lunch with this person. And then one thing led to another, and it just became this very awkward situation where, yeah. And then he messaged afterwards, like after he, like, you know, we left his house, whatever, and we went to go get lunch. He like messaged Zach like later. He never messaged me again, but he like messaged Zach and he was like, "Hey, how you doing? I haven't heard from you." And it was like, I just really wish he would have texted me, because I would have texted back. He's like, "How do you think it went on Sunday?" He's like, how do you think our encounter on Sunday went? Like, did you walk away from that encounter saying, "Oh yeah, this is great"? Because I don't think it did. I ran into a coworker at a naughty, sexy place. Is it that bad? No. I don't think it was that bad. It was just a guy that we'd been chatting with, and then we went over there and we ended up having sex with him, and it was just bad. It was bad sex. You know what I'm saying? Just bad sex. And it was like, ugh, you done yet? Can we leave? So, I mean, there were some embarrassing things that happened during the sex, but yeah, it went downhill. It was just not a good, I violated a rule there, which is I never have sex before like 6 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Like daytime sex, I don't do daytime sex. Daytime sex, not fun. I need I need the potential of the cover of darkness. Sex at noon is just not, no, it's not. It's just not fun. You know, yeah, I mean, you wake up, you don't feel sexy when you wake up, right? You don't feel like, you know, you feel like, woke up, ugh. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel, I don't know. At least me. I'm not a morning person, though. I don't feel good. I don't feel good about myself until later in the day. My hair is still damp. Or, you know, it's like you got that, I use, what is it? It's not pomade, but it's like a wax in my hair, you know, kind of a product. So like oftentimes during the day, my hair like looks very shiny and wet, you know, it just doesn't look great. Because you haven't run your hands through it to crack the wax off of it. If I've been at work and I've been wearing my headphones instead of my ear monitors, then I've got like indents on the side of my head from where the monitor, you know, where the headphones have been pushing in. And so then it looks like my face is like my whole head is misshapen. It's very. Oh, Lamont Cranston says he's morning horny. We are opposites. I am morning horny if you want to call morning 2 a.m. You know. Cyclone says that's why you need to wear lucky socks and underwear. I'm not sure I follow that. But okay. I mean, if you're having sex, you're probably going to lose the underwear at some point. I don't know about socks. I don't care about socks. I've had sex with socks on, socks off. I'm not a big stickler on that. Doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Let's see. This is super exciting, isn't it? Sorry, guys. What music do you think they're going to play? Like, what is a big Christmas production for their church? Like, do people still do passion plays? Like, do they do like the passion plays? Could you imagine? Can you imagine if they did the passion plays, the big story of Christ as a passion play with a big theatrical production and everything, and Adam was like cast as like one of the three kings, one of the three wise men or something?
Three wise men appeared from the east bearing gifts.
I got frankincense, y'all.
Oh, have a holly jolly Christmas. That would, I would go to, no, I'm lying. I wouldn't go to church, but I would watch a YouTube video of a church choir doing holly jolly Christmas. There's this one, speaking of cringe things, I really should use a different browser here so that I'm not polluting my YouTube. It's so weird. Every Saturday after I do this show, my YouTube suggestions are just all fucked up the next day because it's like all the things that I've searched for during the show. It's just like, here's some more really bad choral arrangements. Kids choir. This is not new. This is like 5 years old. This was a sixth grade choir, which is, this is just the epitome of church choir, like, cringiness, right? It's like the... Someone made an arrangement of Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay for the children, and that the choreography is super horrible. It's more of a visual thing, I guess. That's one of those things that I should... I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through this. I'm scrolling through this YouTube thing here. I feel like that's not true. I'm looking at the Crystal Cruiser guy's YouTube channel. And it's saying that the last video was uploaded 1 year ago. But that can't be true. It was longer than a year ago. Is it doing that thing that when it hits a year, it doesn't count 2 years until exactly 2 years? Like 1 year, 11 months could be, it'll still show up as 1 year. I could just click on the video and see what the actual date was. March 27th, 2020.
On the Boom Squish.
Boom Squish night.
But we're still going to have fun.
Dinner boo boo.
And gambling's on Lefty.
The party's over. We're having our last bottle of bubbly. Compliments of Crystal.
Burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. The party's over.
And I will say to a voice who will answer me off camera, not in reflection as I look out to the dark sea that is near Los Angeles, sir, where are we?
We're f***.
Oh, that will require some editing, my cruisies. Don't listen.
It's like Drew just said you were looking at Los Angeles. So where are we? Wouldn't the correct answer be Los Angeles? This thing. Auntie Scott says, I have no idea. I forgot my password, so I can't sign in. But you can recover your password. You still control the email address that you signed up for that. Okay, you know what, Auntie Scott? WDW aristocrat. Whatever. I never said that we made great content. We're limping along on that YouTube channel because, you know, we started picking up some momentum of doing pin trading stuff, but then they shut down pin trading. So we're just kind of limping along until they bring back pin trading. Although the pen unboxing that we did over at Coronado Springs has gotten, you know, a decent amount of interaction. That was the latest video that we did. Well, that's not true. We did another video. I just haven't edited and posted it yet. So we did a video where we did our another Disney haul. That's basically all we're doing nowadays, just doing hauls. Maybe video your dates. Ha ha. Ha ha. Hearty har. Hearty har har. I'm sorry. That was just, I don't want a video. I would not want to watch a video of me having sex. That would just not be, I don't want to watch that. It's bad enough seeing myself in the mirror in the mornings. I don't want to see myself on video. That'd be. Some things are better, remembered in your brain, in your head brain, instead of lived throughout the thing. Oh, you know what I could do? I'm so sorry. Was there a song request? Didn't the Cyclone was asking if there was a music request. Was there a music request? I didn't see a music request. But I do need to find a theme song for a movie. So let's do that really quickly because I always forget to do it. And then I do it at the very last minute. While I'm talking on the show. So I'm going for the Yellows, right? The Yellows. I wonder if Adam is listening in his car right now. Because his rehearsal was supposed to be done at 9:30. So if he's driving back, and we know that he doesn't have a radio in his car, so he's probably listening on his phone. So I can't say what movie I'm going to play because he might be listening. Although not a great selection of songs. Jesus. Let's see if I can find this. Like, would you know what this was? What song this was? Do you know what movie this is a song for? We'll use that one. Let me do this, and so that I don't lose this, let me shove it over on another desktop. So we're going to move Chrome over to desktop 2. There we go. Keep it there. I won't remember to do that. Someone will have to remind me. Oh, yeah, it's over on desktop 2. Idiot. Something like that. Where else? What else have we got? Birthdays. Oh, I should go ahead and pull up the birthday thing too, right? Jazzy birthday. Jazzy. Happy birthday. Thank you very much. All right, put that there. Ooh, who's this? Who is Blake Jenner? He looks very attractive. He is 29 today. Let's see. He was on Glee. Okay. Aaron Paul. Caesar Milan. Is he the guy that goes a on the dog thing? Dog whisperer, dude. Oh, and Paul Rubens. Paul Rubens' birthday today. I don't know who Daryl Dragon is, but all right, great. There we go. Show prep done. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? Show prep. Let's see if there's anything happening out in the world that we can talk about for the next 50. You know what? Thank you guys for staying here while I've literally just been babbling about absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ooh, there's Michael. I wonder if talk Michael into sending me some nudes. Oh, Adam is here. Adam is here. Oh, he must be driving. Are you driving, Adam? Or is, oh no, he, it says he's here. He's over here. Let's see. I will do the meet with video. Let's see if I can pull up Adam Burns. I was thinking about asking Eddie Scott if he wanted to talk, but he wouldn't because he's downstairs. He's not up in the studio with his microphone and stuff. So he would be downstairs in the living room with the laptop. So, why is Adam Burns' video not on? Oh, it's Joe in Dallas. Hi, Joe in Dallas. Oh, there's Adam Burns' video. Adam is wearing a name tag. It says, Adam, what is it? What does it say underneath?
Burns.
No, I mean, I know it's what at the bottom of the gold in the gold section there.
It says, well, at the top, it says 20th annual.
Yeah.
At the bottom, it says music retreat.
20th annual music retreat.
Yeah. I forgot to take it off. I should just.
Adam is like, I love that. What does it say under it? Burns. Like, yeah, I know your name.
Well, you said Adam. What does it say under it? And they, it clearly says at Burns under the Adam. Good evening.
Hi, Adam. Were you listening in the car on your way back?
No, I wasn't. Oh. I didn't know you were going to start without me. Did you just do a whole like solo pre-show?
No, I did the whole show. I did Mix My. I did both parts.
Oh. Cool.
I was talking about, all I did was just repeat everything that you said on Geeky Gay this week. And it was just like being there.
So I set up a,
oh, look.
Oh, no memory card.
No memory card.
I just turned it on. That'll go away. Okay. There you go.
You've got a multi-camera setup going here so I can see the Bartesian right there. I can see it in, all right. So why is there an ice chest behind it? Did you not get the ice maker? I thought you got an ice maker.
No. Well, okay. I'm not using ice tonight, but I want my water and my liquor to be cold because the Bartesian doesn't supply ice.
Yeah.
But I did not set up the ice maker. So I've got the fixins in the ice chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I thought I would do the whole thing on the air. Even though we're an audio podcast, you know what? Screw it.
Screw it.
You can describe it. You can use your mouth words and you can describe the whole thing.
I can use my head brain and my mouth words.
Yeah.
I can record the video too. And then we can, because I can just have Zoom record it. Let's see.
Hi, Auntie Scott.
Oh, he's in a mood.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he missing his master bath?
Yeah. He hasn't had a shitter for a couple of days, so he's in a mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we covered all this in the...
I considered, I was like, you know, maybe I should get some sort of bidet attachment for our toilets because I had a less than solid poo and I had, you know, you do a wipe and it's just all over the place.
Ugh.
When you have a less than solid one and then, you know, some of it gets on your finger and,
you
know.
See, Gary shows up now that you're here. Gary wasn't here earlier because he's like, I'm not going to come there unless Adam's there.
And it wasn't even diarrhea. It was just, you know.
I don't like Daniel. I don't need to know about your poo. Adam.
I mean, why not?
We've all had it. We've all had that before. We've all had the
when you've got a hairy butt, it makes it even worse. It's like you know, the algae that sticks to the sea anemones and stuff. You know, it's
the sea anemones.
Sticky stool. Oh, I didn't know there was a name for it. They call it sticky stool.
They call it sticky, sticky, sticky stool in your butt crack. Oh, I'm sorry. What? I'm not supposed to sing. I'm not supposed to play music or sing because I have the worst musical taste in the history of the word.
Oh, yes. Who said that?
Who do you think?
Well, it wasn't me.
No, I didn't say you, but who do you think?
It must have been Auntie Scott.
Of course.
You're dissing on Auntie Scott tonight.
I'm not dissing on
Auntie. No, my mom.
He started it.
My mom texted me and said, honey.
Yes.
When would you like to celebrate your birthday? I'm back in town. I know you have a music retreat, but when do you think you guys could get together? And I'm thinking, oh, God.
2 weeks.
Well, she has a negative test, but I mean, theoretically, I mean, that was good. She got a negative test. On her own. I didn't ask her to do it. She got tested before she came home. But, you know, but it's not that. It's like, I'd like one night where Mark and I can just, you know, chill. And tonight, the complete night was music retreat. So.
Oh, the complete night.
Well, until I got here, but I mean, this is normal. But I mean, up until five o'clock until.
Yeah, we had a betting pool going on songs that you're going to perform for Christmas. Because they were handing out the Christmas music tonight, right?
Yeah, it was kind of weird because, yes, but I don't know all the stuff. We only went over two Christmas songs.
Because, you know, so. Christmas is too commercial, but let's start practicing our Christmas songs in August. What were the songs?
Well, we do Angels from the Realms of Glory, which has Angels We Have Heard on High. It's a medley.
Oh, a medley.
And then there was one other one. Can't remember. My iPad is downstairs. I don't remember. I mean, we do all the normal stuff. Silent Night, Hallelujah Chorus, Angels from the Realms of Glory. You know, we do some commercial stuff and a lot of, you know, Jesus stuff.
Yeah. Our executive producer is saying Jesus loves medleys. He does.
We can make fun of it, sure, but I love the Christmas music that we do. It's very brass heavy and it's very fun to play. I love the Hallelujah Chorus. I get to play piccolo trumpet on the Hallelujah Chorus.
Ooh.
And I make the other trumpet players let me play it every year. I'm like, back off.
Really? So you're doing like, you're like bullying them.
We're cordial. I mean, we're all like, oh, no, you take first part. Oh, no, you take first. Trumpet players you were a trumpet player. I mean, not for very long, so you may not know this, but trumpet players are.
I was a trumpet player in high school.
Oh, I'm going to play first. Yes. Oh, in high school. Okay, then, you know, everybody wants to play first part. Like, that's, you know, this thing. We go out of our way to say, oh, no, you take first part. Oh, no, after you, I'll do third. Don't worry. But no, for Hallelujah Chorus,
I can't help that I was piccolo trumpet.
I'm playing piccolo trumpet.
Okay. I can't help that I was always sat first chair, but I mean, you know.
Well, we don't do that at church. I was as well, always first chair, but at church we don't do that. So anyway, I don't remember everything, but yeah, we do all the standards. We do, interesting. We do a lot of Christmases. We do an arrangement of Amazing Grace that has a bagpipe solo at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's not a very Christmassy song, but it's a very good arrangement and it's cool to have a bagpipe. He like comes out in Scottish garb, you know, and a bagpipe and everything and starts the song and then anyway. And then we've done a cool version of Little Drummer Boy where we had like the entire high school drum line basically, and they turn all the lights out and they put these LEDs in the drums so that every time they hit it, the light would come on. And so you just hear boom, 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 you know, and they're all over the front of the stage. I don't know if we're doing that this year or not, but it's cool.
Hmm. That's something to look forward to.
I like our Christmas thing. It's a marketing, you know, church. One of the ways churches get attendance is by having a really good Christmas program that people really enjoy. And then they go, oh, I'd like to come back here.
Okay. There's numerous questions in the chat room that you're just ignoring. There's like, there are people are asking you all kinds of questions there in the chat room. So, you know.
Okay. I don't know where they started. No, I haven't told my mother that Fox News is for retarded morons. No, Gary, I'm not putting Diet Dr. Pepper in my machine. It's not for soda. Mm-hmm. You can't put soda in it. It's for alcohol.
Oh, so you can't make a rum and Coke?
No. Oh. You'd have to supply your own Coke in a glass. There's no, it's water and alcohol.
Got it.
I don't see. Is there another? Can I play your pocket trumpet?
Can I?
It's in the closet. But do you want me to ship it to you?
Okay, great.
I don't see any other questions. There were some comments. Do you want me to read those?
No, I just didn't know if you were even paying attention to the chat room. They suffered listening to me on my own.
I didn't realize you were going to go on it like the normal.
Well, we never told people that, oh, we're going to be delayed an hour or whatever. True. And so I didn't want people to be disappointed.
Daniel felt bad. He's like, the chat room is depending on us.
I just felt like, you know, we never said, hey, we're going to be late.
We should have tweeted or something.
But we didn't, Adam. We didn't. And
we didn't.
Sorry, I think we lost Kathy Bacon.
Oh,
I mean, she was listening last week, but I don't think so. She did. I friended her on Fitbit.
You can friend people on Fitbit.
Yeah, yeah. And then so yesterday she sent out a challenge. You know, like it's goal day, and so you're challenged to make your goal, whatever your goal is that you set for yourself. Of course, I made it yesterday. I completed the goal day yesterday with, let's see. Oh, I got a thing for it too. I got a badge for it. 125% of goal yesterday, Adam. 125% of goal. And then she did it again today. And I'm like, bitch, I'm only trying to walk 5 days a week. That means I take two of them off. So I'm not going to go out there today.
Do you report that on your zombie game or whatever?
No. This is just on Fitbit. I'm not currently playing any AR games.
Oh, you're boycotting because people cheated.
Adam. Why do I do that? Have I always done that?
Said my name?
Yeah. Have I always?
You have always said my name.
Okay. Yes. So it's not me recently, like.
No, you've always said my name, okay. Daniel.
All right, cool.
it's you do it. That's fine.
No, as long as it's a me thing, that's fine. But I was like, wait, am I just imitating Batance there?
No, I believe you've always done that. I mean, the chat room can correct me if I'm wrong.
I've always done that.
But I believe you have always done that.
I feel like I've always done that. Now I forgot what I was going and looking for. What were we talking about? Zombie games. Oh, cheating. That's what we were talking about. If you go on Amazon and you type in step challenge. Let's see, step challenge. You will find in there. Nope. Just type in step cheating. That worked for me.
In Google?
On Amazon.
Oh, on Amazon, step cheating. Okay.
They actually sell machines for like $15.
To cheat?
That will shake your phone for you.
Well, there are other reasons for that.
Like what? Wait, I'm intensely curious now. Why? What else would the...
Well, I'll tell you. Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh.
You can hatch eggs as part of the game. And in order to hatch eggs... You have to walk around and it will count the steps and you hatch eggs for how many kilometers you've walked, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And people who want to be able to hatch eggs faster, like while they're sleeping or whatever, will put their phone on something that moves around to make it think that they're stepping. They'll leave the game open.
Yes.
And they will, just like that zombie game.
I know. That's what they just...
They will hatch eggs.
It floors me. That is like, really? So, you would pay $15 for a device to cheat at a silly walking game?
I've heard people Kathy Bacon putting just, it on the washing machine while it was running.
Yeah. Kathy Bacon showed up in the chat room for a moment to say, so funny, I thought you were going to call me out for bombing the challenge. So Kathy Bacon just had surgery. So she is not walking right now. She's recovering.
She got Sydney removed. Finally?
Yes. She had Sydney removed from her side.
Oh, okay.
And so she's not walking right now. And so when I friended her, So when you friend somebody on Fitbit, let me, this is how it works, Adam. When you friend somebody in Fitbit, by the way, you should get a Fitbit. No? Why?
Because I don't want to know anything about my biology. I'll stress. Like if my heart rate is high or anything, no, it's just like, it's a thing. Like I don't want to know. Just like I don't want to go to the dentist. I don't want to know how fast my heart is beating or how, what my blood pressure is or like any of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. One day I'm just going to drop dead, but at least I won't be worried beforehand.
That's like hardcore, man.
I know. It's crazy. Mark gave me a Fitbit type device and I wouldn't wear it because it measured heart rate. I'm psychotic.
Oh, goodbye, Kathy Burns. I'm Kathy Burns. Goodbye, Kathy Bacon.
Bye, Kathy Bacon.
God, I can't talk. All right. So when you friend somebody on Facebook, you see like the number of steps that they did over the last 7 days. And then you also see their average steps per day.
Yeah.
When she's not recovering from surgery, yeah, she's going to walk.
She is a walkaholic.
She's going to walk way more. She is a
stepaholic.
Also, Laughing Buddha also friended me on his average steps per day, 8,439.
I think Kathy Bacon probably walks while she's doing everything. She's probably walking and cooking, walking and watching TV, walking and watching, she just seems like she's just constantly walking. She probably has one of those treadmill desks where she's walking while she's doing her spreadsheets, walking while doing Words with Friends.
But she sends out these goal challenges. I don't even know how you do that. I haven't found that function on my thing yet. So
Auntie Scott says, I put tape over the things that measure heart rate on my recumbent bike. So Auntie Scott, when I used to go to Planet Fitness and use the elliptical.
Yes.
There was one set of handles that had the metal strips and it will tell you your heart rate. And there was another set of handles that didn't have that. And I would always use the handles that did not have it so that it wouldn't tell me my heart rate.
So, especially when you're walking, like I know you go walking every evening.
Yeah. Now we've been doing it in the morning.
Yeah. Week. Okay. Well, either one. But yeah. When you go walking every day, you know, one of the ways that walking can be beneficial for you is to make sure that you're actually, your heart is in an aerobic state. Like you're in a good cardio range while you're walking. Otherwise you're not walking fast enough. Right. So if you can't talk, if you're out of breath, then you're walking too fast. But if your heart rate isn't, you know, in that zone that you need it to be in, then you're not walking fast enough. So that's primarily the nice thing about the Fitbit thing is it'll tell you that, oh yeah, you're good. You're in the zone. So you can keep this pace and you're good. So like when I do my daily walks, I go out until I make sure that my heart rate's in the range and then I don't look at it again. And all I ever look at on my Fitbit are the number of steps per day. I have a goal of 5,000 steps a day for 5 out of 7 days. Mm. That's it. That's my goal. I often do way more than that, but that's my goal because I feel like, no, that's good. That's what that is. Science shows us that there's no difference between 8,000 steps a day and 10,000 steps a day. So 8,000 to me is like the ceiling, right? So what do you got there? What?
The gotcha that I'm wearing will tell me my steps.
Oh, well, there you go. So. But you can't join the social group on the Fitbit with that.
No. Mm-mm. Now, one day I'll get therapy and I'll be able to buy a Fitbit. But until then, I know it's crazy.
I thought it would be fun if we looked into doing that zombie game for Pride 48 folks. Now, you don't have to have a Fitbit for that. You can use your phone step tracker or whatever.
Yeah, my phone, Google Fit, has a step. I mean, I never look at it, but Google Fit has a step counter.
Right, yeah. So we could do a zombie challenge with the Pride 48 folks.
We could.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Let's do it.
It'd be better than Kathy Bacon showing up every morning going like, it's goal day.
Well,
it's
Kathy Bacon would win, though. See, that's the only thing.
Here's the thing. All it is a little thing that shows up on your app saying like, oh, a challenge from a friend, right? It's just, you don't have to tap on it. You don't have to do anything. But in my head,
I hear Kathy Bacon going, it's Goldie.
I want to know. This is a different topic.
Yeah.
I just want to announce that before I say it.
Great. Yeah.
Well, Mark sometimes gets confused when I change topics without telling him I'm changing topics. And then he'll be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know. That's the way we talk. And with my family and friends, we just change topics randomly. Anyway, I would like to be able to buy a hot tub online. But apparently, a hot tub is a thing that you need to go to a dealer for.
You have to go to a dealer.
Yeah, like you go to these websites for the hot tubs and they say, oh, would you like to find a dealer? You need a hot tub dealer to get there are ways to buy them online, but the good ones that anyone would want, you have to go. And we went, but you know, we went to a store and they're like, well, you have to get one that we've already ordered because we're on back order and we have a list over there and most of them are already gone and you won't get one for 2 years. I know it's probably a COVID thing, but still, I just want to go on Amazon, be like, boop, 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 have it in 2 days, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you could do that with the inflatable hot tubs.
Yeah, I know. I want a good one, though. Also, I can't buy one right now because I still don't have a patio. I still need that first. But I was just looking, and it was just irritating me. I was looking, and every website I was going to was like, would you like to find a dealer in your area? No.
Here's the thing about hot tubs.
Mail it to me.
Here's the thing about hot tubs. We know that you don't like socializing, so it's not like you want a big hot tub where you're going to have like 6 or 8 people in there because, you know, unless you guys are playing a board game, you don't want to do that because you hate socializing with people. Why do you
take things the wrong way on other podcasts?
I didn't even mention you,
mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't know if that's something we're going to talk about tonight.
Yes, we're going to talk about it tonight. Yet. Just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it.
I said,
no, I know exactly what you said. It's fine.
I don't like to go to parties because they're pointless and there are too many people and you can't talk because they're usually playing.
All right,
music.
Let me ask you this question about this. Forget about this. Here's my thing. I don't think you want to use the hot tub as a big group tub, right?
Well, if I had friends over, like if you were over, apparently you're never coming to see me, but if you were over, you know, I would have, you know, it's going to be like a 4 to 8 seater.
Okay.
So I would have.
Because I was going to say, you're probably just better off getting a tub with jacuzzi stuff in it.
Well, most of the time it would just be Mark and I because, you know, I don't normally have a lot of people over, but I would. And, you know, my parents might want to use it sometime when they're over or something.
I like the jacuzzi tub that we had at the Animal Kingdom suite that we were in. So I'm thinking about getting one for here.
I found.
Yes. What did you find?
They sell these container pools. They're actually in old shipping containers.
Yeah.
And they custom make them. You can tell them, you know, you can pick your sizes and they'll put like a glass window. Well, not glass, like plexiglass. Mm-hmm. And you can get a hot tub / lap pool combo.
Yeah.
But they're so expensive and they're like base price is $30,000. And if you want the hot tub, it's probably $40,000 or $50,000. And then you've got to
Is this the hot tub that sits up at the top of the pool and then it spills over into basically
a
lap pool?
Part of the container is a hot tub and has heaters and part of it's a lap pool. There's just like a barrier between the two.
Oh.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. And I thought, oh, a container, that will be cheaper. But if you have an in-the-ground pool installed, they're around $40,000 as well. So it's like, well, that's not any cheaper. Also, there's no way for people to get that equipment back to in the back of our yard to do that stuff.
No way at all.
So, I mean, I wish someone would just give me $100,000 and say, put in your dream pool and hot tub. But I think I think I would never feel comfortable. I wouldn't at this moment in my life feel comfortable spending that kind of money. Plus, it just sounds way complicated to have that kind of work done in the backyard. There's no way for machinery to get back there.
I mean, there is a way for machinery to get back there.
There is, but I don't think the companies around here would do it. I mean, yes, if I watch HGTV and Property Brothers are putting in a hot tub.
Right. Wait. First of all, I was got a much simpler solution. Usually there's an adjoining lot that you just have to ask permission for people. It's like, hey, can we use your right of way here to get this machine into the backyard? There's probably some way through a neighbor's piece of property that they could get into your backyard.
Well, I'd have to ask them, is it okay to knock down your fence? Because we've all got fences.
Well, yeah. No, but you don't have to knock it down. You can... Fences are in sections, Adam. You can actually remove those sections. It's like...
Well, I think I mentioned to my neighbors that are going to come over and have drinks at some point.
Yeah.
I did. I think I have said to them, hey, maybe, you know, if you let us take down part of the fence and we get a pool, we could like share access to the pool or something.
You don't even need to share. To take down a fence is the easiest thing in the world. It is something that you yourself could do, right? Fences are built in segments. Those, so where the posts are, the things between the posts are all one big piece. So you can take those pieces down. And if you have to pull up one post, then all you have to do at the end is just replace that post and nail the two things back on. It's a very simple thing to take down a section of fence, you know, temporarily.
Yeah, it's never going to happen, though, because I can't even get landscaping done in the back because I keep procrastinating. It's
Kathy Marshall,
so
not
much.
Only have you missed the Bartesian demo.
Good night, everyone.
Adam has already drunk all of the alcohol that he brought.
I bought.
To make.
I bought some Reykjavik vodka. Icelandic.
No, I'm gonna leave it up to that. We're gonna let the chat room choose what drink you're gonna make, right?
Made with Glacier, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll let the chat room choose.
I have options. I can't make anything. I can only make what I've got.
I know, but can't you tell your fancy bartender there is like I have vodka and gin.
No. So I was going to cover this on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll wait. You know what? I'm ready to start recording here, except I need to go refresh my own beverages. So,
alcohol stinks. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here.
Well, since I was talking to the chat room for 45 minutes on my own and doing a very bad job of it, I apologize, chat room. I was doing a very bad job of it. Why don't you talk to the chat room now while I go and refill my drinks, and then we'll kick this puppy.
Okay. I won't. So, Joe and Dallas, it's not gross to be in a hot tub with your parents, I don't think. Also, I wouldn't be naked. We would all be in bathing suits. And, yeah, that's what I think about that. And, Cyclone's saying shared water is pretty much shared sewage. I mean, I guess, but I mean, I don't mind a little pee now and then. And not for my parents though. That would be gross. But I mean, anybody who goes swimming is in, you get in the ocean and you're swimming in fish crap and probably cow crap and dog crap and people crap and, you know, you just got to get used to it. I mean, we all have little tiny organisms crawling all over our bodies all the time. And there are all kinds of gross things that happen, you know, in water and everywhere else. I mean, can you imagine right now you have billions of little bugs crawling all over your body right now. If you think about it, it's really gross. But you know, it's the way things are. You know, we are not sterile people. Life is life. I mean, gay men stick their tongue in places that other things come out. And even if you wash them, and Big Fatty does it without washing first. So, I mean, think about that. What kind of stuff's he getting on his tongue? There are probably no bidets involved there. All I'm saying is I'm not grossed out by that stuff. That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, if you think about it too long, sure. What's the theme with me tonight? Auntie Scott, what's my theme? Bidets? Shit? Oh, dirty butts. Yeah. I don't even know why I was thinking about that. I was just, because we were talking about your master bathroom. That's why I was thinking. And then I was thinking earlier today, you know, when I had my sticky movement that, I should just get a bidet. And then I thought, Auntie Scott is getting a new bidet as we speak. And that was the end of that.
Well, I'm certainly glad that that was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
And that was that the end of that.
Was the end of that. Yeah.
And then he murdered everyone. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, you see this rock?
I do. Yeah.
I got this from Sydney. She was chewing on it.
Oh, fun.
Because she gets these out of the fireplace.
Yes.
And then because she likes to chew on rocks. I don't know why. She's emotionally challenged or mentally challenged. She's done it her whole life. And now she realized that there are rocks in the fireplace. And so she gets them, but then she brings them upstairs because she thinks she's being sneaky. But she does it while I'm up here and I can hear her crunching like someone eating ice. Like Sydney.
Well, Auntie Scott wanted to know if Kathy Marshall was Kathy Bacon. No, there's two different people. Kathy Marshall has come to a Pride 48, and Adam actually visited with her. Kathy Bacon, Adam went to South Dakota and didn't visit with her. So
I did visit with Kathy Bacon, and I've explained it a million times.
You don't need a scorecard.
I didn't know.
Do you know how many Scotts I have to keep track of in my head, Auntie Scott? You can keep track of two different Kathys. It's good.
They were not. I don't feel like they were obvious that they wanted to continue hanging out with us. And
are you still trying? Just let it go.
It was not.
Let it go.
It was not anything personal. I am intimidated by straight men. That's true.
Well,
but
yeah,
they were, it was a whole straight family. I didn't know how much she liked gay people and, you know, or her husband or her daughter or, you know, and they didn't make it obvious that they wanted to like spend the night partying with us.
Let's groove tonight.
I didn't know whether we were just going to say hi and sign autographs and go or whether it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. One of those. One of those, you know, standard
meet and greet, you know. I brought some buttons and stickers and stuff.
Did you have posters like today only, the star of the award-winning podcast, The Geeky Gay, Adam Burns, signing autographs?
I mean, people might think that about me, but I'm honestly such an introvert that when I get in those big situations, I go hide in my room a lot of times, like Pride 48 and stuff.
You don't hide in your room.
Well, I mean, I will go out to clubs at night and drink. But other than that, I tend to, you know. Yes, I'm ready, Daniel. I have never been more ready.
Have you hit record?
I do have to hit record.
That would be part of being ready.
I have 29 hours, so I think I'm good.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell Baron Frosty that, because apparently our last show was too long for Baron Frosty.
Let me just listen and make sure that this crappy mixer.
All right, let's make sure that his crappy mixer is crappity crap.
Okay, it's working.
It's working. So what did you do? Did you press record yet again?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Hopefully I'll remember that when I'm syncing up the tracks.
No, I'm not going to send you the earlier one.
No, I know you're not. But I hit record kind of at the same time you did. And so now I have to remember, I need to push it forward several times.
I didn't think you depended on that, because we don't even do the 1, 2, 3, 4 now. Remember when I used to say, record?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. We don't do that anymore.
No, we don't need to, because I have a reference track. because I record you here on your own track as well. So I can just marry the, I can sync your track with that track. Anyway, it's not important. No one cares. Let's do this. Let's play the ending song. That's what we're going to do. Thank you. Good night, everyone.